Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Normally, when I am teed off about something, I have a feeling of where the rest of the room is going to fall.
Oh.
But this time, I don't know. This could be very divided or not. I really don't know, but I am very teed off.
Teed off the problems in the real world. Teed, I don't care. Teed all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed off with Teed Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I just want a little credit.
Because you got that really fast.
Yeah,
I did.
Fast.
He didn't
you
warn
didn't.
Me ahead.
No, he didn't.
And I got it in there.
Very fast.
Yes.
How impressive. This show's about honesty.
Sometimes
being teed off means we have to hurt those that are closest to us.
He's going to hurt one of us.
No, Sonic the restaurant, I'm looking at you.
Oh, no. I want everyone... Feel the disturbance in the force.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No,
Hack will never talk smack about any place that makes a burger or has soda machines or, worse yet, pea ice.
Oh, it's so good.
The Sonic pea ice.
Sonic never screws up the drinks. I will give them credit for that. They never will screw
it up. Tiny Chick-fil-A pieces?
Chick-fil-A ice? I used to drive all the way to Chick-fil-A to get the ice.
Yeah.
Once you have children and you have to go to sporting events and like you need your little Yeti with a little mama's little helper in it.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Like the perfect combination is Chick-fil-A lemonade, Sonic pea ice or Chick-fil-A pea ice and a little bit of whatever your favorite vodka is. And it's like so delicious.
Yeah.
And then eventually all the other parents are going to want you to bring it. And when you have the ice, a full bag of the pea ice.
Oh, you're getting a bag?
Oh, yeah. I would bring, I have a thing called the coolest. It's not a cooler. It's actually elevated. It's the coolest because it's got speakers in it and a blender in the top.
Can we address something before we get back to this?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Why?
Yeah. I'm worried. We used to have like station kickball tournaments and he would bring it.
Yeah. Really, the only problem is your son wasn't on any of the teams.
No,
anymore.
He wasn't. But like, I was making $300-$400. I was just showing up to flag football with my special pooch.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Sonic.
Okay,
we're looking
so
at you.
Sonic does this thing. They are the only one that I have seen that does this, where you order ahead on the app, all fine. You pull into the spot. They bring it out to you. That's where Sonic's a little different because there's no inside. So they bring it out to your car. You got to park at a stall.
I know people hate it when I do this, but I have to interrupt one more time.
Okay.
The Sonic by my house, the app almost never works.
Oh, no.
And when it does work, you pull up to a space, you hit the button, they don't bring it out. You pull up to a mobile space, they don't bring it out. You have to get out of your car.
What?
You go inside. Have you ever gone inside?
Inside?
I know. You're not really going. Like,
no, are you allowed
inside? But there are
DoorDash
people in there. So you go inside.
What?
Half the time, they're just squeegeeing in the floor. And you're like, am I supposed to be in here? You're not supposed to be in there. But you're in there.
Oh.
And you're like, hey, I can see that's my order right there. And I'm like, we'll get it. And I'm like, can you just... The Sonic at 104th and Tower, they've never, ever, ever brought it to my car. Ever. When it was cold one time, I just went through the drive-thru. And I'm like, hey, everything. They're like, pull into space. I'm like, I was.
Oh,
I sat
no.
there forever.
Okay. Well... Sonic
do you feel
and Parker,
better?
You're doing better than
I
that.
Feel a little better, but
okay.
Screw you, Sonic.
Okay.
Wow.
But they do this thing at the Parker one where they bring it to you and they give you the bag. And the bag, I don't know if this is a post-COVID thing. I don't know what this is, but the bag is stapled shut.
Yeah.
And everyone knows rule number one of fast food. Now, I'm in the game heavy. I know. You get the bag. You check the bag. You have to check the bag, right?
Yeah,
you got to make sure because you're going to drive all the way home and realize they forgot half your meal.
And you got to eat one French fry.
Yes.
You do. Yeah. That's rule number two.
Yeah. I order a second fry or the largest one they have so that enough fries can disappear on my way home and go unnoticed.
Oh,
you say you're in the game? Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, aside real quick.
Yeah.
Last time I went, I decided to order a bunch of extra stuff. Did you know they have weird little desserts and things now?
Oh, yeah.
There was so I ordered all these things, and Mia ordered a corn dog and some pretzel stick.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, pretzel stick. Yep. $1.99 menu.
That got him fired up.
Okay, so they hand me my stapled bag. I rip it open. I start to drive around. And as I drive around, the woman is standing in front of my vehicle. I almost killed her because I was looking down at the bag. And she's like, wrong food.
Huh?
But I've already opened the bag and touched everything in the bag.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
So I had to give it back. And then they brought me other food, which was, in fact, the wrong food.
Oh my God.
The food they had given me first was closer to what I had ordered. I took home like a regular hot dog, not a corn dog. It was the worst. It was a nightmare. Okay.
Maybe I should have kept this more vague.
We're going to burn down Sonic.
You have so many issues.
Are more teed off than
I'm sorry.
Right,
you're
now.
Right. It's teed off with T-Hack. Sorry.
So every time the bag is stapled, there's no way when you order in the app to tell them, hey, just don't staple the bag. I got to check it. I hate because I'm so. Whatever I am that I hate, like opening because the staples fall into the bag, they just fall into the food. And now it's like,
they don't.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Thank you. But I have to check.
Now I'm not on your team.
I have to check.
I'm with you.
And I got home and I was complaining about it to my wife, and she says, people just do that because, you know, they don't want you to think anyone messed with your food.
Also, it's for the dashers. They're like, just staple all the to-go's so the dashers don't steal.
Oh, for the dashers.
It's for the dashers because they would Erica it and steal the first fry.
They never stolen a random person.
No, but you're not a dasher. If you were a dasher, you'd absolutely steal their fry.
One for the road.
I just don't understand. Stapling the bag is the most theater of the mind thing possible. Having the bag sealed or stapled has no indication of whether your food's been messed with or not. It could have just as easily been spit on, touched weird, like done anything.
And then
stapled the bag. It means nothing, but we just pretend as a society, it's stapled. It's all clean. We just pretend. It's fine. It means nothing. It means nothing. So stop doing it.
Did you hear the statement, we pretend as a society in there? Like, this has global impact on you right now.
It does. We all pretend like, the food is safe. You're like, it's not. It's just an inconvenience. And now I ended up in the emergency room last night. I ate 13 staples.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.